Hey, this is Mac from the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. After posting our last episode called I Was There, we went back and listened to some of the content that had been edited out for time and decided we want to share an honorable mentions conversation that Eric and I had with our guest Sammy in this special bonus track. In the published episode, all three of us brought three memorable live music experiences to the table. But because it was so hard to cut it down to three, we each brought three honorable mentions as well. So here it is, for your listening pleasure, the I Was There Honorable Mentions bonus track. Check it out.
I think the three honorable mention ones, it has to start with, and Eric, I know you'll appreciate this, Prince.
My man.
Only got to see him one time. When people tell me who's the best person you've ever seen live, Prince, full stop.
Hands down.
End of story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel grateful to have seen him. That was March 24th, 2011 here in Charlotte. Van Halen, probably my first favorite band as a kid, like 1984 and Eliminator were like, you know, I was like, again, like 4 or 5 years old when those records came out, and like just 1984 changed my life.
Yeah.
So when Van Halen got back with Dom and Dave, I saw them the second show back with Dom and Dave, happened to be in Greensboro, North Carolina, September 29th, 2007. Just awesome. And Rage Against the Machine. Saw them in 2022. I never got to see them in kind of their heyday. But yeah, saw them July 31st, 2022 in Raleigh with Run the Jewels. And just like...
Oh, nice.
Mm. Just such a killer show.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. Dude, those are fantastic picks.
Yeah. Yeah. The honorable mentions for me were even maybe harder than the three that I narrowed it down to, because... Yeah, again, I still have to leave people off the list, but yeah. So one of my, I'm gonna cheat here as I always do. Just pick an Ozfest. I'm just gonna go with Ozfest. That's one because every year was fantastic.
Yeah,
it was so great, and I don't think we missed a year when it was touring. I think we were there every single year, and some of my most fond concert memories, you know, with my buddies and just having a blast. And like every year that we looked, even if we saw one show that year, man, it was going to be Ozfest. And we just always had so much, so much fun. Yeah. Rage Against the Machine is also on my list. I saw them in their heyday. It was the Rage Against the Machine Wu-Tang Clan tour. And they had Atari Teenage Riot opening the show, which if you're not familiar with them, check them out. They kind of invented their own sort of subgenre of music. It was digital hardcore, they called it. So it was like electronic, you know, music, but it had this hardcore edge to it. It's fucking bananas. And I think me and my buddy Steve that was at the show with me, I think we were the only two people in the audience that knew who Atari Teenage Riot was. Nobody was paying attention. We were loving it. But then, yeah, Rage and Wu-Tang went on, and it was just an amazing, amazing night. And then finally, I'm going to throw the Cult in there. Saw them in Boston at Avalon, and just one of the greatest. I mean, they're just one of the greatest live bands anyway. But that particular night, got the good fortune to meet most of the band outside, and you know, shoot the shit with Matt Sorum and Billy Duffy, and so just overall was just a really cool night. Great club show, and then to actually hang out with them and talk for a while. They were super, super gracious, really, really nice guys. Didn't meet Ian; he apparently was a little under the weather, so he went back to the hotel. But the rest of the band was hanging out, talking to fans, signing autographs. They were just really, really cool guys. So
nice.
So those are some of my honorable mentions.
Nice. Good stuff.
Great,
man. I'm going to start with a show Sammy we saw together August 1st, 2014, Rainwolf at the Bowery Ballroom in New York City.
Dude, such a memorable show. And honestly, the only reason that wasn't on my honorable mention list is because I knew it was going to be on yours.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, if you guys have never seen Rainwolf, man, one of the best live shows, hands down, you'll ever see.
Yeah, I never felt that kind of energy at a show. That was insane.
I've never seen them, but Mac has talked about that show so much. I'm like, I have to see this band sometime. I you know,
dude, they really don't tour that much.
Yeah,
like, they don't do a lot. But so if they ever do, YouTube Rainwolf, and it's Rain like R-E-I-G-N.
Right.
Music Midtown Atlanta show, and it's like the rain's pouring down, and it's just super. I don't know, man. It's just so good. Like,
yeah.
YouTube.
That's a great one. I'm going to go with a show Eric, you and I were at together, along with our buddy Scott, Bob Leva, and your brother Tim, once again.
Oh, yeah.
House of Pain.
Dude, and La Coca Nostra.
Yeah, 2010, the Webster in Hartford. Dude.
What a night.
That was so much fun.
So much fucking fun.
I mean, of course you have all the House of Pain hits, but then Everlast goes into Just Another Victim from the Judgment Night soundtrack.
Yep. We about lost our minds. We were joking. Oh, I wonder if they'll play Just Another Victim. Ha ha ha. And he did, like, I mean, of course, you know, because it's Helmet and House of Pain. Clearly, Helmet wasn't there, but yeah, they did, you know, the House of Pain part. Oh my God, oh my our shit.
Oh man,
that was great.
That was awesome. And then I'm going to finish up with Hard Rock Calling, Hyde Park in London in 2011. My wife and I were there just walking around, didn't know it was happening. We just happened to be in London, stumbled upon a billboard. Went and got tickets, and Bon Jovi was the headliner. But right before Bon Jovi was Ray Davies.
Oh,
dude.
So to be in Hyde Park in London in the summertime.
Yeah.
With Ray Davies and 100,000 people singing along, doing the whole Lola sing along.
Yeah.
You know, Waterloo Sunset, like Sunday afternoon. Like it was one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. So that's going to round up my honorable mentions.
Nice. Oh yeah, that's so cool, man, seeing somebody on their home turf like that too.
Oh my God. It was, and it's you know, London in the summertime in June, like it's light out till 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, so it's 8:30, 9 o'clock, the sun's still high in the sky. And you're watching, you know, Ray Davies just bust out all these great Kinks tunes, man. It was crazy.
That's amazing.
All right. I hope you dug that special I Was There bonus track. This is the Greatest Mixtape Podcast. Take care and keep on rocking.